This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Another 10 Democratic U.S. presidential contenders will debate Thursday night, following a spirited Wednesday night debate in the first major event of the 2020 election campaign. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Fighting poverty, combating climate change, fixing immigration, and reducing gun violence among the key issues in the first debate of the 2020 cycle. Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren says President Trump is bragging about a great economy, but it's not great for everyone.
Government is working for a thinner and thinner slice at the top, and we think 2020 is the chance to change that.
Before a Miami audience, several candidates interlaced Spanish into their remarks, drawing loud applause, and a technical glitch made it awkward when they couldn't hear a question about last year's high school massacre in Parkland, Florida. In the end, Senator Amy Klobuchar says,
the key here is what unites our party right now is much more important than what divides us.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has begun a two-day official visit to Pakistan to pursue what aides say would be the normalization of the relationship between the two uneasy neighboring countries. The Afghan leader held delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Imran Khan shortly after arriving in Islamabad. The discussions focused on strengthening mutual cooperation in a number of areas, as well as peace and reconciliation efforts in Afghanistan. A Russian passenger plane crashed and burst into flames during an emergency landing in Siberia today, killing at least two crew members and injuring dozens of passengers. Russian officials say the plane overshot the runway after landing, hit a small building, and caught fire. Russian authorities have launched an investigation into the crash. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Osaka, Japan, where he is attending the G20.